Entry 1. The Urge. The mountains are calling, and I must go. John Muir. You're in your hometown, just going about your business, like mailing a package or picking up some fresh produce. And you see one. You stop and watch from the corner of your eye as a big ol' RV ambles down Main Street. Maybe you admire the paint job, or perhaps you think it's somewhat garish. But that rig's grabbed your attention. Then you wonder, where are they headed? And where have they been? And the next thing you know, you have the urge. That unexplainable urge to drop everything and hit the road, too. Now you're thinking about the comforting interior of your RV or trailer. Or maybe you're imagining your campsite with that cozy tent all set up and your camp chairs around a crackling fire. You can almost smell marshmallows roasting. You're reminded of the peace and quiet of the woods and escaping the demands of the day, free from your neighbor's noisy leaf blower. As you drive through town, you feel an uncontrollable urge to go home and check the air pressure in your camp trailer's tires. Or you want to see if there's gas in the RV. Or you're making plans to dig out your camp supplies, hoping you aired out your tent after that last trip. Whatever the impulse that's grabbing at you, the wanderlust has bitten. Perhaps you find yourself thinking about that cute set of unbreakable containers you found at the local flea market last fall, or considering the weight of cast iron pans. And maybe you should drop by the hardware store for some camping toilet paper that's on special this week. Before you know it, you've pulled out your well-worn road map and you're planning a little getaway. Just a few days, maybe. Or weeks. Or months. But where does that urge originate? Why do some people feel the need to go, while others don't? Could it be the adventuresome spirit of pioneer ancestors, those brave people who traveled unthinkable distances to find a better way of living? Because almost everyone in this country has ancestors who migrated here from someplace else. No doubt, life on the rustic trail came with daunting challenges. But imagine the moments when a weary traveler paused to gaze upon a raging river, the morning sun across the prairie grasses, a chain of snow-capped mountains, a herd of elk, a placid lake. Despite their hardships, these ultimate campers must have relished the rewards of the wilderness too, because they had the urge to travel. Perhaps your ancestors arrived by boat or plane. Whatever brought them to this country, something motivated them to travel. And perhaps that same seed lies within you, a need to go and see, to experience and explore. I think it's simply the way God made some people. We're seekers, hopers, dreamers. Curious for what lies over the next hill, or what we might find at the end of the rainbow. Any excuse is a good excuse to go. Wherever this wanderlust comes from, why not simply embrace it? Why not enjoy the thrill of the open highway?